This is St. Louis Public Radio. 10 years ago this week, Private Lavina Johnson of Florissant died in Iraq. She was the first female soldier from Missouri to die in the war. Her family has never believed the Army's version of her death, and St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard tells us about their crusade to keep her story alive.
The Army says that Private Lavina Lynn Johnson killed herself in Iraq, a finding that her parents have never accepted. For 10 years, John Johnson of Florissant has been on a mission to find out for himself what happened to his 19-year-old daughter, an honor roll student who played the violin and was planning to go to college.
All her life, Lavina was told, you look like your daddy, you act like your daddy, you think like your daddy.
Johnson treasures the Father's Day card Lavina sent him just weeks before she died on July 19, 2005. It said, like father, like daughter.
And she talked about what an honor it was for her to be compared to me, something that people had done since the moment she came to on this earth.
For 10 years, Johnson has been reliving all of it, including that moment when his doorbell rang too early on a summer morning.
Linda got up and looked out the window, and she said, John, there's a soldier standing on the porch. And I knew then, I said, oh God, I said, something has happened to Lavina.
He remembers the soldier's voice, Lavina dead, self-inflicted wounds, his wife screaming. Johnson could not believe what he was hearing. Lavina had been planning to be home in time to decorate the Christmas tree. Johnson says the Army was vague, the information contradictory. He told local media that he had suspicions, even as his daughter was buried with military honors at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery.
And when you come and tell me my 19-year-old daughter didn't value life, and that's all she did, she valued all life, you're going to tell me she committed suicide, but you didn't tell me, you know, what she did, whether she jumped off a bridge. I mean, they didn't give me any information.
By the time investigators reached their conclusion that Private Johnson had been despondent and shot herself, her father would have none of it. He went to Congress. He demanded copies of the evidence. Then family members who have studied criminal science formed their own investigative team. For 8 years, they have pored over the documents, studied the horrifying photographs, analyzed witness statements. Johnson doesn't mince words. He believes his daughter was raped and murdered, her death covered up.
And all of us can't be wrong about the evidence that we've compiled.
The Army stands by its findings. Chris Gray, Chief of Public Affairs for the Army's Criminal Investigation Command, said in a statement that Lavina Johnson's death was a tragic suicide, that the investigation was lengthy, careful, and that investigators would immediately reopen it if credible information were to surface. Cheryl McCollum of the Cold Case Investigative Research Institute calls the case gut-wrenching. She directs a national collaboration of college students who work on unsolved crimes, and they took the case at the Johnsons' request. She says her students were moved by Lavina's story and consulted with dozens of independent experts. McCollum faults the Army for communicating poorly with the Johnsons, but does not disagree with its conclusion.
There was nothing about this case that we could go back to the Army and say, you need to relook at it, you need to reopen it based on A, B, C, or D. We didn't have anything new.
But John Johnson remains convinced that his daughter did not commit suicide and says he will press on.
We can't stop until we get the truth.
Lavina Lynn Johnson died just days before her birthday. On July 27th, she would have been 30 years old. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.